15th at the Holiday Inn University Hotel in Charlottesville. Weight loss seminar, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Stop smoking seminar, 8 to 10 p.m. Registration, 30 minutes before the seminar. Info at markpatrickseminars.com.
Get your feet on the floor and your butt out the door. First thing weekday mornings, Seville 107.5 FM. AM 1260 WCHV.
Mostly cloudy and mild today. A stray shower or two possible through this afternoon. High temperatures around 60 degrees.
At 5:30 this Monday morning, it is 46 degrees at the Automated Office Systems Studios. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
The Virginia DMV has issued more than 1 million Real ID compliant credentials. Virginians who want to use a state-issued driver's license to board a domestic flight will need to have a Real ID credential beginning on October 1st.
If you see somebody that you think is suffering from cardiac arrest, the University of Virginia, City of Charlottesville, and Albemarle County authorities are working on a smartphone app that will allow you to take action that could save lives. First and foremost, the app will notify first responders in the area that they should get there right away and how to find you. But it also will help you if you need to apply CPR or if an automated external defibrillator, known as an AED, is present and where to find it.
An organization in Albemarle County wants Virginia and the nation to adopt ranked choice voting. Now, this discussion happened during Fair Vote Albemarle's first meeting at the Crozet Library. The group is a part of a national organization that supports ranked choice voting, which allows voters to rank candidates by their preference. Charles Lyon says there's a bill in Virginia's General Assembly that would allow local governments to test out the system.
Fair Vote Virginia is getting organized statewide for ranked choice voting in general, but also to strongly support a bill in the Virginia House and Senate that will allow local jurisdictions to voluntarily give ranked choice voting a try for city councils and county boards of supervisors.
Lyon says they're trying to get groups started in other counties throughout Virginia to support ranked choice voting.
The United Way of Greater Charlottesville is doing their annual tax prep series known as Seville Tax Aid. Caroline Emerson and Barbara Hutchinson explains where you can access it.
The Planning District Commission on Water Street is allowing us to use their community room in the evening. It's almost directly across from the parking garage, and we'll validate parking in the garage as well, so there's no problem there.
But if you have
to take the bus, it's walkable from some of the downtown neighborhoods. But yes, it's on the city bus line. We also are at University Baptist Church in the back. We will be at Carruthers Hall.
And that's across from Rexford Shopping Center.
And it has its own parking right at the door to walk in. Finally, we are at the Brooks Family YMCA in their large community room in the evenings.
Or go online to SevilleTaxAid.com.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 46 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV. Great.